You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We know it can be tricky as a blind or partially sighted person to take those first steps onto the employment ladder or gain some new skills and experiences when returning to work after a break for whatever reason. Well, one way to get your feet onto that first run of the employment ladder or to gain some important skills and experiences is through the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme. Joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio is Liam McKinney, who is just coming up to the end of his work placement here at the RNIB to tell me how it's all gone so far, along with some of those skills and experiences that he has gained on his placement too. Hello, Liam, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me on. My name is Liam McKinney. I recently finished studying a degree in biology and got really lucky and was able to join the See Work Differently placement to help grow my employability skills and just develop a wee bit.
Yeah, because I wanted to find out, Liam, what was it like when you graduated and you were looking for either, you know, sort of some work placements or getting, you know, sort of undergraduate training schemes and things like that. Was it tricky? And do you think that your visual impairments may have been, for some employers, a bit of a barrier on getting onto those schemes?
Definitely, yes. I graduated summer last year and had absolutely no luck at all with trying to get any form of employment, be it work placement or full proper employment. And yes, I know everyone is having a bit of difficulties now, but I believe me having eyesight issues and other disabilities and no work experience, a lot of employers believed I wouldn't be capable. Obviously, they're not supposed to believe that way, but unfortunately, it can be.
Yeah, because I think some of the things is the attitude, isn't it, from employers. And I suspect, because I think you have some useful vision, that maybe all you needed was some magnification software and maybe a large computer monitor, you know, to do the work. But perhaps that's that thing which employers sort of think, oh, gosh, you know, how can I support somebody?
Yeah, a lot of the times all I would have needed is maybe a larger font if I'm looking at a document or a wee bit extra time early on to learn the layout of a building, and that way I can navigate it easier. But I have enough usable vision that I could get by. I've lived with it for most of my life and I've been able to teach myself the skills naturally. But a lot of employers just assume, oh, blind, helpless, unfortunately.
Yeah, which is a real shame. So how did you find out about the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme and what made you want to apply?
I've been a part of the RNIB Employment Help Team since shortly after I graduated, who were helping to get my CV and cover letters and such prepared for job applications. And the See Work Differently placement for research analyst, which I'm currently on, was very similar to what I did for my degree. So I was recommended it and applied and have enjoyed every moment of it so far. So I think it was a good decision.
And what sort of things have you been doing on the placement? And were some perhaps slightly tricky to start with, but maybe have come a little bit more manageable with support from people here at the RNIB?
Most of my time I'm working through various different Excel data sheets and having to pick out anything that's relevant. These data changes are about how children and young people with visual impairment get support from various different local authorities across England I covered. Personally, I had a wee bit of issues, mostly with communicating with team, just more so due to lack of confidence than tech issues. But I think that's came along quite a bit. I've a lot more comfortable saying, I want to do this my way, because from experience, I can say that's how it makes and sounds best. Whereas before, at the start of the placement, I would have changed everything I wrote and typed to fit what everyone else is saying.
Yeah, I think it's that thing of gaining confidence on a work placement that's, you know, that's one of the skills that you can gain. I mean, obviously, there's lots of skills and things around working and various tasks and things, but it's sometimes about what it's like working in an office and working with other colleagues.
Exactly, yeah. Well, yes, there's that too, but I have actually received quite a bit of just general IT training, especially with Office and all their different Office software, such as Word and Excel, have been trained to essentially be able to use it as if I were completely blind with no screen, just using keyboard shortcuts to be able to do anything I may need to do, presentations or specific formatting, or just jumping between tabs easier and such, which is definitely helpful for streamlining and speeding up the workplace a bit.
And now that you're coming to the end of your work placement, what would be the three things that you have gained from the work placement that you can take forward onto your employment journey, whether that's sort of skills and experience for your CV or confidence that you've mentioned at interviews, or just sort of, as I say, getting on with people in the workplace? What would you say are the sort of three main things that you would take from the placement?
Well, as we touched on, the confidence is definitely up there, because I'm sure a lot of people with disabilities and visual impairment can relate. While we may feel we are capable, there's always that nagging self-doubt that we're just assuming we can, and proper experience of it would prove us wrong. For me, thankfully, this placement has proved me right. I believe I am quite capable and have shown that, and teamwork seems to be quite happy with the work I've done so far. I feel I've sort of got a bit more adaptable with my work. Throughout studying, I was always having to write very scientifically to extreme precise detail. But for a report that expecting general public and other people like that to read, you need to be a bit more flexible with how you write it and accepting more criticism. And as I accepted that, I was able to adjust my general writing style and learn a more free and understandable, digestible form of writing.
Yeah, because I think that's that thing, isn't it? When you've been writing, as you say, for university and you've done your degree and you've done your dissertation and things like that, and there's a certain style. But when you come into the workplace, things are slightly different.
Yeah, if you're not focused in on that exact field, the writing just doesn't come out the same, and it sounds too stiff for trying to, like, this sort of work would be trying to get empathy towards the struggles that children and young people have to deal with their visual impairments. And strict scientific writing just isn't going to express that on the same level.
And what would you say to someone else who's in a similar situation to yourself, who may have just graduated from university and looking for work placement, or for somebody who wants to gain that sort of skills and experience when they're returning to work, to encourage them to look out for and, you know, sort of apply for the RNIB See Work Differently work placement scheme?
It is very stereotype sounding, but take every opportunity you can, because even the slightest bit of experience and professional skill development can prove to everyone who's doubting you and doesn't believe in you that you are perfectly capable, just as much as any other person, be them visually impaired or not. So any chance you can, take every opportunity that's thrown your way.
I think that's true. I think that's always true. You know, so any opportunity you can gain, any experience you can get is always good.
Exactly, yeah.
And what's next for you, Liam? What's your next stage? Are you sort of looking for employment now that you're coming to the end of work placement?
Yeah, I'm looking about. I'm hoping to try and stay within RNIB and get a more full-term placement there. I've already signed up for the volunteering team within RNIB. Just keep in touch and help out where I can, because they've helped me so much so far already.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Liam, thank you so much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And everyone here at the RNIB wishes you well for the future, whether that's with us at the RNIB or somewhere else.
Thank you very much.